HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello. These are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Modi addressed a virtual COVID summit on Wednesday while on his way to the US. He asked for vaccine ingredient supply lines to be kept open. Prime Minister Modi said this is critical since India wants to resume vaccine supplies to other countries. He also called for making international travel easier through mutual recognition of vaccine certificates. The summit was called by US President Joe Biden. The WHO has tightened its air quality norms by lowering the acceptable thresholds for several pollutants. It said that harms from air pollution begin at much lower levels than previously thought. The norms have been tightened for exposure to both PM2.5 and PM10 particles. In India, officials said they will study the WHO's new guidance for further steps. According to new WHO norms, India's thresholds are manifolds higher. The centre has asked state governments to pay 50,000 rupees ex gratia for COVID deaths. The union government informed the Supreme Court about this through an affidavit on Wednesday. The centre added that the scheme is also applicable to those involved in relief operations. The states have been asked to disperse the money from the State Disaster Response Fund. Delhi Capitals notched their seventh win in the Indian Premier League on Wednesday. They registered a thumping 8-wicket victory over virus-hit Sunrisers Hyderabad. Shreyas Iyer and Delhi Capitals captain Rishabh Pant led the run chase. Delhi went atop the leaderboard with 14 points after the win. Hyderabad played without two of its key players. Fast bowler Tungara Sunatrajan tested positive and his close contact and all-rounder Vijay Shankar was kept in isolation. Pregnant women who have received COVID-19 vaccine pass antibodies to their babies, a new study has said. It has been published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. The study is one of the first to measure antibody levels in umbilical cord blood. They tested 36 newborns at birth whose mothers were given a shot of COVID-19 vaccine. The data could help encourage more people to get vaccinated during their pregnancies.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.